This is the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Bob Baker. And let me ask you, are you ready to give yourself permission to live a big life and thrive? Sounds pretty sensational, right? But that's exactly what's in store with this episode. Let me quickly explain what you're going to get. Now, if you listened to the previous two episodes, and I hope you did, it was a two-part series on how I grew my YouTube channel to more than a million channel views a month. I just hit 160,000 subscribers. And that's the result of 3 or 4 years ago when I made a switch to publishing guided meditations, and in particular, affirmation recordings that became obviously very popular. And usually that content wouldn't be exactly appropriate for this podcast because I have a separate affirmation meditation podcast where I share that material, although I think you would benefit greatly from it. But I recently posted a video that was more of an inspirational pep talk, and I quickly realized it would be especially valuable for creative entrepreneurs like you. So that's what I'm sharing in this episode. And stick around because at the end of the podcast, I'm going to tell you about a program I just launched called Turbocharge Your Life, how to thrive in uncertain times and create something awesome. The first session that I offered sold out in like 3 days, so I'm offering a second one toward the end of October. So if you're listening prior to that, check out the link in the show notes to learn more about it. One reason I think it sold out so quickly, because it is amazingly affordable. But I'll tell you more about that at the end. Listen to this pep talk, complete with background music and a little reverb on my voice. Here we go. Give yourself permission to live a big life. A positive morning prayer and pep talk. With this recording, I'm not using a script. I don't even have a list of notes in front of me. I simply have a title and an intention. And right now, I'm going to open myself up to become a vessel for whatever message comes through related to that title. But one thing I feel certain about is that someone who listens to this recording will be touched by it. It'll be the exact thing they need to hear at just the right time. Perhaps, just perhaps, that person is you. So what do I mean by give yourself permission to live a big life? Well, let's unpack that a little bit. So many people look outside of themselves for guidance, for acceptance, to someone to give them the green light, basically for someone else to give them permission to pursue the things that are meaningful to them. And it's great to seek out wisdom and to educate yourself and to be inspired what other people have done, but ultimately it's my belief that you need to give yourself permission to pursue the things that you desire, to take action on your inspired ideas, to pursue the things that you're passionate about and that you feel compelled to do. So that's the very first place to look for permission. The ultimate place you need to get the green light is from within. Listen to your inner voice. You might call it your higher self, infinite wisdom, whatever you want to call it, just get quiet and listen. Are you excited about something? You feel compelled to pursue a particular idea? Are you enthusiastic about serving humanity in some specific way that's unique to you? That's the only permission slip you need to take the first tiny step. You don't have to dedicate your entire life to it yet if you haven't done it. Just take the first step. Dip your toe in the water of that thing and see what happens. Don't wait for external circumstances, for other people to deem you worthy. You are worthy simply because you exist and simply because you have a desire to do that thing. as long as it doesn't involve harming other people or have some sort of evil intent, which I'm sure you have nothing to do with that. As long as you have a positive intention and it's for the good of humanity, take that first step. You don't have to have a 3-year plan or know exactly what you're going to do every minute of every day. Take the first step. Start before you're ready. And when is the time to take that first step, to make that first move? I say, now. Why not? Now is the time to take action on that inspired idea that's calling forth to come into existence. So yes, give yourself permission to live a big life, to live the life of your dreams. That's where it all starts. The other part of that title is big life. Are you ready for that? A lot of people say they are or periodically dream about doing something awesome, but ultimately end up playing small, just getting caught in the day-to-day habits and routines of existence. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you allow that to lull you into a sense of complacency and comfort and start denying those inner callings that you have to do something greater, to do something bigger, you're cheating not only yourself, but you're cheating the world and all the people that thing that you want to manifest could potentially help. You're cheating other people of the gifts that you have to share. So please, don't make that mistake. That doesn't mean you have to run a multi-billion-dollar company and have 1,000 employees and all this stuff. You can live a big, successful life on whatever level is comfortable for you, however you define success. But I'm telling you, the majority of people water down their ambitions. They play small. They think, who am I to think that I could do that thing on a larger scale? I'll use myself as an example. Right now, I have about 1 million views a month on my YouTube channel. It's across all of the videos on my channel. Close to 150,000 subscribers follow my channel. Tens of thousands of people around the world listen to some of my videos every day. I don't take that for granted. I'm so thankful for being able to have that impact. But I don't run any kind of multi-million dollar company. I'm pretty much a solo entrepreneur who works with a handful of freelancers. I wouldn't want to have an office and a facility and hundreds of employees. I designed this life knowing that I'm best suited to work from home on a relatively small scale as far as the logistics of it. But the reach that I have and the impact that I'm making is pretty significant. I'm so blessed and thankful for that. So I designed my life to be at a level of success that was right for me, and I encourage you to do the same. Because you are worthy of it. You deserve it. So do your best to own that and move forward with confidence. That sense of worthiness, that sense of confidence just doesn't come naturally to a lot of people. It didn't with me. I had to develop it over years of taking action, following my dreams, stumbling many times, and just getting more and more comfortable in my own skin. And you can do the same thing. This feels like a good time to recite some affirmations. I'll say a couple of I am affirmation statements, and I'll leave space for you to repeat it back to yourself in between. Sound good? Let's do it. I deserve to live a big life. I deserve to pursue the life of my dreams. I give myself permission to succeed. I give myself permission to define what success means to me. I give myself permission to take the first small step toward my dreams. Every day I grow more confident. My belief in my ideas grows stronger every day. My belief in myself grows stronger every day. Every day I listen more and more to my inner guidance and intuition. I deserve to live a big life. My inspired ideas are valuable. I have the potential to improve the lives of many people throughout the world. I deserve whatever form of success comes my way. I am ready for a new relationship with myself and my aspirations. I now vibrate with a frequency of confidence. I vibrate with a frequency of creativity. I'm more and more comfortable taking many bold steps. Every day I grow more and more comfortable in my own skin. I deserve to succeed. I am worthy. I am ready to live a big life. Did you feel that? Do you believe it? Do you know that that's true? Even if it's a small inkling, I know that deep inside you know that it is true. You feel that sense of confidence and courage growing, and that's an awesome thing. I knew there was a reason I recorded this, and there was a reason that you found this today. I wish you the best. Keep pursuing your dreams. This is Bob Baker of BobBakerInspiration.com. Keep me posted on your progress. In the meantime, so long for now. Well, there you go. I hope that inspired you and even motivated you to be more eager to take action on your creative ideas. And speaking of that, I want to remind you about the Turbocharge Your Life program. It's pretty simple. It's very affordable. And it's really the first time I have combined my work with affirmations and positive self-talk with creative passion projects. So I'm asking everyone to choose a project that's been sitting on the back burner. Maybe it's a book you've been wanting to write, or a music album, or an art exhibit. Maybe a sideline hobby you've been wanting to pour more energy into, but it can pretty much be used for anything. Even improving your personal or business relationships, or maybe starting a meditation or a mindfulness practice. You get to choose the project. I give you a curated list of affirmation recordings that I recommend you listen to on a regular basis. It also involves two live 90-minute Zoom calls where I interact with you and the other people taking the program. So look in the show notes in the description of this episode. There'll be a link to learn more about that. But I got to warn you, people are pretty excited about this and signing up for it. So I can't guarantee there'll still be seats left by the time you click the link. So do it now and see if it speaks to you. Thanks for listening. And thank you for being a creative entrepreneur and sharing your gifts with the world. It's not only good for you as an artist, but it's good for the people who are exposed to the things that you create. So whether you know it or not, you're doing good things in the world. Until next time, this is Bob Baker saying so long for now. Do you think of yourself as a creative entrepreneur or a heart-centered business person? Perhaps you're a musician, author, artist, or performer. Or maybe you're a coach, teacher, or energy worker. Or you just have an inspired message you want to share with more people. If this describes you, I invite you to join the Magnetize Your Tribe community. This is where you'll learn how to attract perfect, soul-aligned fans and paying customers without feeling spammy, boastful, or overwhelmed. I'll share the principles that allowed me to grow my YouTube channel to hundreds of thousands of subscribers and the lessons I've learned from publishing 16 books, attracting a sizable online following, and being self-employed for the past 20 years. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com/heart. And it's free to join. That's bobbakerinspiration.com/HEART.